It's the time of year I just have to sow some seeds. Starting a garden from seed is a miraculous process. From a tiny seed, in a few short months, grows a fruit on a tomato or glorious flowers. Germinating seeds need a specific environment. These special conditions can be created in any room in the house. Build a germination area in the warmest, sunniest part of your house. Seeds need a consistent soil temperature to sprout. Most seeds begin to grow when the soil's around 65 to 70 degrees. Some like it warmer, like peppers. Some like it cooler, like cabbage and broccoli. Consistency is a key. A 10-degree fluctuation can ruin a stand of seeds. Start with clean containers and sterilized soil. That reduces seedling diseases later on. Buying sterilized seedling mix is easiest. Go organic and buy certified organic soil. Seeds need constant moisture. If they're too wet, no air is available in the soil, and the seeds rot. Keep the soil moist. Covering the top of the tray with plastic creates a humid, moist environment. The cover comes off once the seedlings are up. A general rule is to plant seeds to a depth 2 times their width. Smaller seeds just don't pack enough energy to push through too much soil. It's important that shallow planted seeds are watered gently and not allowed to dry out. Most seeds don't need light to germinate. Lettuce is an exception. But once the seedlings poke through the soil, they love light. A cool white fluorescent light hung 2 to 4 inches over the seedlings will keep them from growing too leggy. Seeds sown by the row in trays will need to be transplanted. They can be gently lifted out of the tray with the roots and some soil intact. A sharp wooden pencil or a dibble is a helpful tool. Replant the seedlings into individual containers. This is a good time to thin the herd. Transplant the strongest seedlings for the healthiest crop. The whole plant is locked in the seed. Early spring is the season to unlock it. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.